This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Another factor driving inflation, the cost of food, something most of us have definitely noticed. Overall, food costs are up almost 11% compared to last year. But if you drill a little deeper into that number, you'll find an interesting detail. The price of eating out has risen just over half as much as the cost of eating at home. So what gives? We asked Marketplace's Samantha Fields to find out.
Eating is a necessity. Eating out is not. And that is one of the main reasons Sucharita Kadali at Forrester Research says restaurants have been slower to raise their prices.
If restaurants were to raise their prices too quickly, many of them would probably see people pulling back and going back to grocery stores.
Or going to another cheaper restaurant instead. That's what Fiore Tedesco III is worried about, and it's why his restaurant, Locadoro, in Austin, hasn't increased prices in the last year.
I'm really nervous about raising prices and making it a more expensive experience for our guests.
Instead, so far, Tedesco's been changing up the menu a lot and designing dishes around cheaper ingredients.
We're serving like an eggplant milanesa right now. A few months ago, that was a chicken milanesa. That's my main solution. Serve more vegetables. I think we're really good at it, and we can control the cost a little more.
But he says that's getting harder because everything is getting more expensive. Not just food, but labor, too. And that's the other thing.
When you go to a restaurant, you're not just buying food, you're buying restaurant services.
Laura Veldkamp is at Columbia Business School.
So the price that you pay for a restaurant meal helps to cover the rent of the restaurant. It helps to pay for all the servers, for the dishwashers, for the cook.
And even though all of those costs are rising, they aren't rising as quickly as the cost of the food itself.
And so the restaurant meal increases by less.
But it may also just be a matter of time. Fiore Tedesco III at Locadoro says it's getting harder to keep absorbing all the increases.
So we're likely going to need to raise prices up to 10% sometime in the next several months.
But he's slow rolling it as much as he can. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.